So protect me, oh Allah, you're the best of protectors. So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our series أسماء الحسنى Beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, in this episode, we'll be discussing the beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Mutakabbir. Now, this name, Al-Mutakabbir, has been mentioned once in the Holy Quran in Surah Hashr. Now, whenever this name is mentioned for Allah Azza wa Jal, it is for praise. It is for ta'rif, praise. And in reality, takabbur, which comes from the same root words as mutakabbir, this is to consider others as inferior to yourself, to consider others as lowly, and to turn away from the truth by not accepting it. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Kibru Batarul Haq. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned this definition. Now in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ, he stated that Allah is mutakabbir. And then he mentioned that he in whose heart there is takabbur, arrogance, equal to a mustard seed, equal to the size of a mustard seed, will not enter paradise. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned this. Thereupon the Sahaba inquired, they asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a companion asked this question, I like that my ride, my conveyance, is better than others. I like this for myself. And I like for my clothing to be better than other people's clothing. So is this takabbur? Is this arrogance? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he loves beauty. And then he expounded upon the meaning of takabbur when it is related to people, meaning the condemnable takabbur, not takabbur which belongs to Allah, meaning that is for praise, for ta'rif, as we mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kibru batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. Arrogance is to deny the truth, to reject the truth, and to consider the people as lowly, as inferior. This was the definition given of takabbur by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So we learn from this that as long as one doesn't consider others as inferior, that it doesn't matter whether he has a nice car or expensive clothing, as long as he does not consider others as lowly because of that, because of the fact that he has a car, because he has a nice clothing, then this does not fall under takabbur, arrogance. Now Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in a hadith Qudsi that Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i, that pride, kibriya, is my cloak, rida. So this hadith Qudsi, we're told that Allah Azza wa Jal, his pride, meaning Allah Ta'ala being mutakabbir, this is his cloak. And the hadith continues and condemns those who try and take a share of that pride, meaning try to be arrogant. This is only befitting for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the name Mutakabbir is specific to Allah Azza wa Jal, just as other names like Allah, Rahman, this goes to show that no one in creation can keep the name Mutakabbir. And as we heard, when it's used for Allah, this is for praise, this is for ta'rif, and when used for people, this is to condemn them. And even when you prefix the word Abd, still disallowed, not allowed to keep this name Mutakabbir. Other names, Abdul Rahman or Abdul Khaliq, that's fine. But here, Abdul Mutakabbir, the scholars say, even by prefix and Abd, you will still not be allowed to keep this name. And when we study the Quran, when we read the Quran, we find out that every usage of this word, takabbur, in its various forms, apart from when it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is used in a negative context. It is used to criticize, it is used to show that people are arrogant. But when it refers to Allah in Surah Hashr, it means the one who is proud, and this is befitting Allah Azza wa Jal, this is befitting His rank. He is greater than His creation, and He is loftier than His creation, meaning His dhat and His rank. It talks about the people who are arrogant and how bad they are, that they will enter the fire of hell. And the result or the consequence of having takabbur in the heart is that a person is under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The la'na of Allah is upon him. And when we say that, what is meant is that he is distant from the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when we look at mankind, when we look at the beginning of creation in particular, and we cast our minds back to creation of Adam alayhi salam, we realize that the first sin that was committed on earth was due to two things, hasad and takabbur. Meaning when Iblis, Shaitan, refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, it was because of hasad, jealousy, and because of arrogance. But when we look at the Quran ascribes his downfall, meaning the downfall of Shaitan, or the reason for him not prostrating, to arrogance, to takabbur. In the Quran it says, Illa Iblis, meaning all the angels prostrated, Illa Iblis, Aba wa stakbara. He disobeyed and he was arrogant. And Allah Azza wa Jal in another maqam mentions, Astakbarta am kunta min al-ali? Do you seek to be greater than others? Do you try and express arrogance? Or are you from those who are arrogant? So Allah Azza wa Jal, he knew about Iblis being arrogant and knew about his state. But this was to clarify that some people, they know that they are not greater than others, but they still express arrogance. Now, this is really, really bad. When you know you're not greater than another person in rank or stature, but still you show arrogance. And this was the case with Iblis when he knew that he was not greater than Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. He didn't even come close to the status of Sayyiduna Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, but he still tried to show arrogance. And when he refused to prostrate, what did Allah Azza wa Jal say? Wa inna alayka la'anati ila yawmiddin. And indeed, my curse is upon you until the day of judgment, the day of recompense. And now, generally speaking, nobody likes an arrogant person. People stay away from him. When somebody has signs of arrogance in them, people avoid their company. People avoid his company. They don't want to know him. And they'll probably even say to others, he's an arrogant person. He's not humble. So imagine someone in creation naming themselves mutakabbir. That just shows the level of that person. He is openly inviting criticism and blame. Moving on, just as in the previous episodes, we mentioned that these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have requisites as well, requirements. When we hear those names, we should act in a particular way. For example, when we hear about the mercy of Allah, when we hear Rahman or Rahim, then a person should be attentive towards the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we hear the name Al-Mutakabbir, this name that we are currently discussing, then he should be humble before Allah Azza wa Jal. He should know that Allah is the one who possesses pride and honor. And whenever a person in our life, whenever we are able to fulfill any personal goal, or we achieve any success, maybe that's a promotion in a job, or wealth, or any other type of success, we should always attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that He is mutakabbir, He is the one who has granted me this, and we should be humble before Allah Azza wa Jal. And when a person does this, when a person is shakir, is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mutakabbir, I am the lowly one, I am a humble slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, then inshaAllah his bounties will increase. Meaning the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon him will increase manifold, inshaAllah. And in this regard, there is an incident that Imam Abu al-Qasim Ushayri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in his book, Sharhu Asma'illahi al-Husna. He mentions that a person intended to buy a slave girl. So he went to the marketplace. And whilst there, he came across a slave girl who cost 100,000 dirhams. And he decided to buy that slave girl. But then he pondered. He looked at this figure, he thought about it, 100,000 dirhams, and he thought to himself, this is too expensive. This is too much money for a slave girl. And the slave girl, she realized this, that this is what he's thinking about, my price, meaning it's too much. And she said, I have 100 qualities within me, and each of those qualities, not combined, each of those qualities are equivalent to 1,000 dirhams. So he asked, what are those qualities that you are referring to? And she replied, one of my qualities is that no matter how much preference you give to me, if you were to buy me, you were to take me with you, no matter what tarjih preference you give to me over your other slaves, over other people, I will always remain humble. I will not let that affect my heart. I will not show arrogance. I will still consider myself as your slave. I'll be humble. Arrogance won't come near me. I will forever be grateful to you. I will be a shakira, a grateful person. So this incident was mentioned by Imam Qushayri rahmatullahi alayh to give us a lesson, to counsel us, to advise us, that no matter how successful you become, this person was about to be purchased for 100,000 dirhams. And when the owner was about to change his mind, what did he say? That I will forever be grateful. I will not be arrogant. I will be humble. No matter how, you know, how much you give me preference over others, the good treatment that you give me, I will not let that affect me. So we too, we should be humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without comparison. He gave us everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us life. We are breathing. We are taking in the bounties of Allah azza wa jal in this world. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ Whatever blessings you have, then it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will forever keep that in mind. As long as we're living, as long as we're enjoying life, we have family, we have loved ones, we have food, we have shelter, we have so many blessings. We have the kalima tawheed in our heart. We have the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flowing through our veins. Alhamdulillah, we're forever grateful to Allah. We will never be arrogant. We will never show any ingratitude, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, one saying that is mentioned often, and it's correct, that the tree that is arched, that has more fruits, that bears more fruits. And the tree which is tall and straight, that bears no fruit. It has no fruit on it. It shows that the tree which is humble, which lowers itself, which is arched, that produces more fruit, more blessings. And as for the tree that is straight and upright, then it does not produce anything. And this is the example given in a hadith of a believer that it is like a fresh, tender plant. And whatever direction the wind blows, this plant follows suit. This plant changes and moves into that direction. And when the wind stops blowing, then it becomes upright. Similarly, a believer, when he is afflicted, when he's placed in all kinds of situations, he remains patient. He doesn't complain. This is the sign of a true believer. He doesn't complain. He is patient upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's content with how his Lord wants to keep him. And as for a wicked person, an impious person, then he has been described in a hadith as like a pine tree, which is upright, which is straight. And this is the case until Allah cuts it whenever He wills. Allah destroys it whenever He wills. And in one hadith we're told, إِنَّ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ أَمْثَالَ الذَّرِ That those who are arrogant in this world will be raised as specks. What is a speck? We say a speck of dust. And they will be trampled by people. Allahu Akbar. Now, takabbur itself, we've heard in the beginning that when it refers to Allah Azza wa Jal, it's a praiseworthy thing. It's the ta'rif of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we say someone from the creation is mutakabbir, or he has takabbur in his heart, then it is a negative thing. Now, just to clarify, there are a few types of takabbur as well. Number one, takabbur anil haqq. And this is to deny the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. We heard that takabbur is denying the truth, denying haqq, one of the names of Allah, haqq, denying Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the takabbur found within the hearts of all disbelievers. They are takabbur on that level because they reject Allah Azza wa Jal as the creator. And shaitan, we heard about, this was his downfall. He rejected the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second type is when A person considers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his Lord, to be his creator, to be his sustainer and cherisher, yes. But he is arrogant with people. He shows takabbur before people. And this jumla, this sentence is often heard as well by such people, that I only fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, this is the way a believer should be. We should only fear Allah. What is hidden in that sentence? What is behind that sentence? And when it comes out of a diseased heart, then it is to show arrogance to other people. That, who are you? What can you do to me? You know, you are lowly to consider others as inferior. So this should never be the case. We should be humble before people as well. If we're ever in a situation where people are oppressing us, that's different. Then we are allowed to ask for our right. But generally speaking, that if somebody shows arrogance to others, then this is madmum as well. This is condemnable. And just because he is not denying Allah there doesn't mean to say he is allowed to consider others as inferior, as lowly as well. No, this is not allowed in Islam. And even though this second type that I've just explained is not kufr, but the ulama say it could lead to kufr. But arrogance is such a disease. Now, as for the explanation of the hadith that the one who has arrogance in his heart, equivalent to a mustard seed, will not enter paradise, is that if it's takabbur of the first type, he denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that means he will eternally stay in hell if he died in that state. But if he possessed or had the second type of takabbur in his heart, where he believed Allah Azza wa Jal to be his Lord, but he was arrogant before people, he showed arrogance to others and pride to others, then he will be punished if he does not die upon Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him with the hellfire. But eventually, because of the iman in his heart, he will enter paradise. In saying that, none of us can withstand and bear the punishment of hellfire. So it's foolish and stupid to justify arrogance by saying eventually a person who is arrogant to others will enter paradise because he's not denying Allah. No. The scholars say that this second type of arrogance needs to be avoided as well. Your heart will be tainted and stained. You will not enjoy the pleasure of ibadah. You will not be able to do pious and good deeds if you have takabbur in your heart. How will you be able to do that? So that person will initially be deprived of Jannah on the Day of Judgment. And only after he's been punished according to his sins will he enter hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not admit us into the fire of hell for a single moment. This is what we pray. And these hadith are there to warn us that if you have arrogance, then you could be deprived from entry into paradise straight away on the Day of Judgment. So we conclude that this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mutakabbir, he is befitting of that name and that title. He is the one who is proud. He is greater than all of creation. He is the one who granted us everything that we have. So it does not befit a believer to be arrogant, a human being to be arrogant. We should always be humble. And we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that he grants us humbleness, that we forever remain humble and grateful slaves of his. And may we not show arrogance towards others in creation as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala keep us of those who are from the khadi'een, the ones who have khushu and khudu' in their hearts. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.